Welcome to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's. I'm Lindsay Petrucci, alongside my co-host, Double A, Anthony Adams. We're coming to you from our Chicago Bears Network studios at Hallis Hall. Double A, guess what's coming up pretty soon here?
What's that?
The draft. And it's in Chicago this year.
Yes.
We're all really, really pumped about. So as the city's preparing to welcome the class of 2015, we asked Bears Hall of Famer Mike Ditka to look back and share his memories of draft day.
The only thing you're ever going to get in life is one thing, an opportunity. Now, you can look at it any way you want to, but if you don't take advantage of that and do everything you can to make that a positive happening, then you can't blame anybody.
Mike Ditka took advantage of his good fortune. Selected by the Bears with the fifth pick in 1961, Ditka went on to have a Hall of Fame career. But coming out of Pitt, Iron Mike thought he would get drafted as a linebacker, not a tight end.
The most recognition I got in college is as a defensive player. As a matter of fact, anybody else that would have drafted me beside the Bears at that time, the teams that were talking to me, I would have played defense. I really had no idea who was going to draft me. I thought maybe Pittsburgh might, but so when the Bears did, I mean, that was it. I mean, I had a little Ford Falcon and a pregnant wife, and I jumped in my Ford Falcon and drove from Pittsburgh to Chicago, and I can still remember going through Gary, Indiana, and how much it reminded me of back home and everything.
Growing up in a western Pennsylvania steel town, heading to the big city to meet Coach Hallis in his downtown office was a bit of a challenge.
I had to find 173 West Madison. Now, you tell me when you're coming in, and you know what Chicago's like, and I had to figure that out. So I finally figured it out, and I parked in a garage there, and I had a trailer and everything. They wouldn't take it in the garage. You had to park it half on the street. So I went in, and it was amazing. You just sat down across the desk from the guy who started the National Football League. He was an engaging personality. I mean, when you sat down, you listened to what he said. What he said, he meant. And he says, here's what we're going to pay you. I said, great. There was no argument. Hey, that's wonderful. They're going to pay me to play football.
Ditka signed a one-year deal for $18,000.
$18,000 in 1961, that was pretty good.
2 years after being drafted number one by the Bears, Mike Ditka helped lead them to the 1963 championship. 25 years later, he became the first tight end ever elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
You don't play the game to get in the Hall of Fame. You play the game because you love it. Now, if somebody says, okay, you played the game good enough to get into the Hall of Fame, that's wonderful. It's a great honor, believe me, when you think about the people in the Hall. Yeah, it's a tremendous honor. But I didn't play football with the idea of saying, well, boy, if I play football, I'm going to get there. I'm going to get made. If I play football, I'm going to make a good living. That's what I thought I was going to do, playing football. And I did. And it opened a lot of doors for me, and the doors are still opening.
So, Anthony, take me back to the day that you got drafted. That had to be a crazy whirlwind feeling, especially being drafted as Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah. Okay. Good one. I was not Mr. Irrelevant. Actually, I was a second-round draft pick. And me being a Midwest guy, I've never been on the West Coast. So San Francisco called and said, hey, we're going to take you with the 57th pick. I'm like, okay, I didn't have a suit or anything. I'm thinking I'm just going to go there with my windbreaker on and, you know, just a nice shirt or something like that. But I had to borrow a suit from my coach.
Wow.
Yeah, and I still have not returned it. So
that's not surprising.
This is suit jacket right here, actually.
I completely believe it, Double A.
Still look good.